With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to the TCF Morning Show. It is Thursday, April 22nd, and this morning I am joined by Boomy at Boomy TCF and Matt Schoolfield at schools_01. I am Zach Lilia at Z Lilia TCF. You want to follow us on Twitter at @typical_Chicago. This morning we'll be talking about the Blackhawks, who had a comeback win tonight against the Predators, 5-4 in overtime. The Bulls lose ugly in Cleveland, 121-105, but it was never close. And tonight we'll get into the playoffs, but last night it may have really ruined those chances. The Cubs, they are playing the Mets as we record. They're up 14-4. The offense likes to break out in certain games, but not every game, so we'll kind of get into that. A White Sox game postponed because of weather. It was snowing in Cleveland, so we'll have a doubleheader on May 31st. Wacky web story, and to end the show, we will have the TCF Great Debate, Chicago Sports Moments. We'll kind of talk about it. Maddie made this up, and we've been having the polls on our Twitter at @typical_Chicago, so make sure you are checking that out. P-Goy always has a blog every morning, usually breaking the matchups down. If you want to follow us on Instagram or Facebook, type in Typical Chicago Fans. Follow us on YouTube at Typical Chicago Fans. Subscribe to the YouTube page. Morning shows, podcasts, interviews, food reviews, all on the YouTube page. And then follow us wherever you get your podcast from. Just type in Typical Chicago Fans. You will find us on there. And then 26shirts.com. Chicago Boomy's got the shirt on tonight. He always has the one in the background. If you want shirts just like those, type in 26shirts.com Chicago. And at checkout, use Typical Chicago Fans for 15% off of your purchase. Again, that is Typical Chicago Fans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase at 26shirts.com Chicago. Boys, how have we been doing? Like we said, we've been kind of doing weekly shows as of right now. We'll see if we start doing maybe two shows a week. But how have we been, boys?
Not too bad, man. Life's getting close to slowing down a little bit here in a couple days. So, you know, getting through on that end. But, you know, weather's been weird but nice at certain points. So you can kind of tell it's around the corner. Despite snow a couple days ago, you know what's coming. So, little to complain about, man.
No, yeah, it's sports period's pretty much dead for me personally. Yeah. Gambling wise, is all that's done, you know, because like college buckets was, you know, my three favorite things to gamble on are the NFL, college football, and college basketball. And
the NBA is so hard to gamble.
It's very hard. It's very boring to gamble on in the regular season, especially now when it's like, you don't know who's playing. The Clippers sat a bunch of guys tonight.
Load management going on.
Yeah, tons of load management, especially for teams that are kind of have their playoff fates locked up. But yeah, so I'm not a big fan of this time either. But let's get to some golf majors. Let's get where baseball starts ramping up again and go.
Gotta love it. Let's move into the Blackhawks comeback win in overtime. 5-4 against the Predators. But Maddie, it was a big win, but you would rather it had been in regulation.
Yeah, you gotta get in regulation when you can there. Because you know, the you got a game in hand against Nashville. You're 3 points back now with what they got 8 to play. The Hawks have 9 to play, 1 game left against each other. You win that one, you know, all of a sudden you're now tied if you get that point tonight, or don't give up that overtime loser point, you know, to them tonight. So getting the 2-0 against them tonight would have been huge. The way they got there, too, though, coming back from being down 4-1, scoring 3 goals in about like a 3-minute span there, like, you know, about halfway through the third to tie it up and then, you know, get the winner in overtime. It's a big win. You got to, you know, pretty much have to beat the Predators again in the next game. And then you got Dallas coming up, too. And that's the team that really, all of a sudden, you know, a week ago when we talked, they were, what, about 10%, 12% to make the playoffs, I think we said. And now they're in the driver's seat, really. They've got, you know, they got 2 in hand against the Hawks, and they got a point lead against them. They got 3 in hand against Nashville, and they're only 2 points back. So, and Dallas does play Nashville, does play Chicago, too.
Change in the NHL.
Well, right now, those 3 teams, because they're all playing each other, too, is the bigger thing. It doesn't normally happen this way, where you have this many games against your division rivals all compacted like this right at the end of the playoff, like the playoff push. So it does tend to give us that. You know, Nashville's got 2 with Florida, too, who's a really, really, really good team. You know, Quenneville coaches on, you know, tons and tons of talent down the middle of that lineup. It's going to be tough games for the Predators, and then they get to play the Stars after that. So it's going – you know, I think what I say today, going into today, I think the Hawks were about 10.4% to make the playoffs. That definitely went up. But just like you had to beat, you know, we said we had to beat Detroit, they split. We said they had to beat, you know, Nashville 2-3. They got a chance for that, but they did give up a loser point. So it's not like they're doing what we, you know, said that they needed to do. Getting the chance to, you know, come back and face Dallas, that's the key next week. So, you know, that's going to be the end all be all. It's the end of the season too. So, you know, you got two with them to finish it up. So you got to hang close and pick those two off there to end the season.
How many games are left for the Blackhawks?
Hawks have 8 left.
Wow, so it's really coming to the end of the season.
It's 56 game season this year, short for COVID. So, it's a little bit of a scramble. And again, like I said, the dynamic of playing only your division teams, it's kind of fun in this like playoff push for it. I think that's kind of what they were geared for, since you don't get the full 82 games. You got to make games count somehow. And, you know, stacking them up like this against each other is a good way to do it.
So we hope the Blackhawks can keep it exciting for the last 8 games of the season.
Zach, I don't mean to make this sound like loser talk, but I mentioned this to you the other day, and Matt, you can probably, you know, you might agree or you might disagree, but like if you would have told us 6 months ago that this team would be even, you know, sniffing a playoff spot, we'd be probably surprised. And
I would have been shocked. I was shocked at the beginning of the season. This was not supposed to be a good team.
But like this team is definitely overperformed. But like it's frustrating because when you see a team, you know, when they were at their best, it's like, okay, maybe there actually is something here. And now come to find out, you know, they might be, you know, coming up short. Obviously, that's disappointing. But I think perspective is everything here.
The nice thing about that, too, is, yes, they're getting production and they're getting better results than you expected this year, too. But also, you're getting to see, you know, guys are getting important minutes that while Jonathan Toews is out for the season and while Kirby Dach is out for most of the season. You know, guys are forced to play a lot more, and you're getting to see some developments from some of their defensemen. You know, Ian Mitchell and Boakvist both look like really good top 4 defensemen for a long time, which is what you needed out of them. I don't think either of them are going to be, you know, Norris winner type defensemen where they're going to be, you know, game changers. They both could be very, very solid, though. And Mitchell brings much more of that steady presence, where Boakvist has a little bit more of the aggressive offensive game. So it's a good little balance with those two guys. And Duncan Keith, he's still playing well. And you know, having a guy like that to lead your young defenseman core is really nice to have. So there's things to be optimistic about. Got good news about John Toews today, too.
Yeah,
with it sounds like his whatever the ailment that he's got, it seems to be progressing to the point where he thinks he should be able to play next season, which is all you can hope for at this point. So
that's awesome.
Hopefully everything for him trends in that direction, and whatever it is that gets him, I hope he's able to put it behind him.
That's awesome. And like with the optimism with the Blackhawks, Not really with the Bulls right now. A tough loss to Cleveland in Cleveland. 121 to 105. It was never close. Turnovers
in the first quarter.
They what?
They scored 12 points in the first quarter of an NBA basketball game.
I'm not sure if they made a three the whole game.
That's bad. It's as bad.
And it's just, really and truthfully, this season is pretty much over. Zach LaVine, he's out who knows how long. That's what's been tough. I understand that. But games like this, you got to win, and you go out and they do that?
Yeah.
Like, this team is good enough with Vucevic to win these games. I understand Zach LaVine's out, but come on, guys.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. I mean, I would respect that kind of loss if it was to the 76ers or the Jazz, but, like, to go into Cleveland, who's below you in the standings, and play like that, it just was
uninspiring. When you just went into Boston and won.
Yeah. You can't pick and choose when you're in the middle of a playoff race. And they finally, right now, they're sitting in the 12th seed. They have, and this was before today, their playoff hopes were 3.7%, I believe. 3.7% before today's loss. So that's probably even going to go farther down. It's not what a team that wants to be in the playoffs. They're not good enough to be in the playoffs. I mean, let's not beat around the bush anymore. Without Zach LaVine, they don't deserve to be in the playoffs. As of right now, the Wizards would be the 10th seed.
It's just it really was watching the game. It just didn't look like the effort was there.
No.
And maybe it looked like
they were in the middle of a walkthrough.
Maybe I'm wrong, but it just – in games like that, like, you gotta at least make it competitive.
Right. Like you said, missing Zach LaVine is one thing, but you still had Vucevic out there, and, you know, like, there's teams that are missing big guys right now, and I'm not comparing, like, you know, Zach LaVine to, you know, LeBron or AD, but the Lakers are keeping their head above water without their two best players. The Bulls can't even beat the Cavaliers without their best player. I mean, like, that's a team that belongs in the playoffs. I'm going to disagree right now. They're obviously sitting on the outside. They're probably around a 2% chance of making the playoffs now, but it's frustrating, but it's also in the same vein as the Blackhawks. Like, if you would have told me they would, you know, have been good enough to be in a playoff hunt 6 months ago, I probably wouldn't have believed you, but it's frustrating in the sense that we've seen them perform at very high levels, and they add Vucevic. So you're like, yeah, this, you know, finishing in the top 10 shouldn't be a problem. And then it's been the most more inconsistent than it has been. So you need to get Zach LaVine healthy. You got to add a piece over the summer. You got to draft well, and then, you know, look to make your run into the playoffs next year, I think, because I don't think there's a health getting to the playoffs this year. I hope I'm wrong.
I think this front office will do that.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing here, and I, you know, we very briefly talked about the free agency coming up, and, like, there are some names in there that if you can add and create a good core, but you've got to pick up some names. You've got to, not only do you have to get a bigger name guy, you've got to get some pieces on the outside of that core that know how to win, that have been in the playoffs, because right now they lack that, you know, immensely.
Matt, you got anything?
Well, where do you guys stand on, say, your Kobe Whites and the Lauri Markkanens and what do you do with them? Like, do you package them? What do you do with Vucevic after this season? Like, do you try to use him to go a step up, you know, from him? Like, you know,
I mean, it all depends on that next tier piece.
You know what I mean?
If it's available to you, you got to explore it. But I would, you know, put Lauri Markkanen in a box and ship him anywhere that'll take. He stinks.
I like Kobe White. I know there's bias probably with him being a Carolina guy. I think he's got a skill set that can be utilized in the NBA.
But I'm worried that he's plateaued.
Very inconsistent.
Yeah.
I think, I think there's some inconsistency with how he's used, though, too. And I think, you know,
but that's also the part where started, if you don't play well, then you lose the starting job. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, for sure. I think he can be a productive piece on a good team. I really do.
So I'm not saying he's, hopefully that's next year with the Bulls.
Yeah, and if you can get something for him, fine. You know what I mean? Like, if that's right. If you have to deal him to get an upgrade, sure, whatever. I'm not saying it's like a guy you can't get rid of. I do think he's got something to give. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And I think if you pair him with, you know, Zach and Vooch and, you know, maybe one more bigger guy, one guy that can, you know, help you win games where he's the fourth option, the fifth option in a starting five, then you're in a good spot. But right now, I don't know if he's, you know, there's a little too much on his shoulders because he's probably supposed to be the third best player, because you could argue Lauri Markkanen, but I'm so out on him. I'd trade him for a, you know, couple unaired.
So disappointing, too, because that guy showed some flashes of some, like, some, you know, really good.
He's had all the potential in the world, but, like, you talk about inconsistent. You look up inconsistent in the basketball dictionary, and he's right there. So
definitely towards the top.
The Bulls, we'll have to see how the season plays out. Hopefully, on the Bulls,
I saw like a prop that like Billy Donovan of the next coaches to get fired in the NBA. Billy Donovan was like the sixth highest odds in the gambling world. I didn't believe that at all.
What?
Yeah, it was like
that's stupid. What are the reasons? That's not even worth talking about, because
that doesn't seem like that. Just doesn't even seem like an AK move. I don't think like a quick trigger. I think he's actually like.
Guy hasn't even been here 12 months.
No, like, continuity is their thing, you know, like doing something.
The Cubs playing tonight, they hopefully will be 8-9. There's an inning left. They're up 14-4, trying to get back to 500 if they can. Do they have a three-game series against the Mets or four?
They got the Mets tomorrow.
They missed the ground, too, so which is never a bad thing.
And then they had Monday off, so.
Yeah,
correct.
A three-game series. They're hoping to get back to 500 on Thursday. The offense, it's real hit and miss. It's usually miss. I have no confidence in it. They're playing well tonight. They still only have 10 hits, 14 runs. So
I have to mention to somebody who I know is listening, is a very big Mets fan as well, who mentioned to me a statement earlier in the week about the Cubs offense being historically bad. And I just want to say historically bad just scored 14 runs on your ass tonight.
Yes.
I just want to remind you about that. So I know you're listening. I know you're driving. I know you're driving your recycling truck. So I will talk to you. I can't wait for this text to come through tomorrow. But yes, this historically bad offense just scored 14 runs on your ass.
Matt's been following Fred on Twitter too long. He's keeping receipts and he doesn't forget it.
Don't forget it.
I love it. Yeah, their third baseman is in the game, so you gotta love that.
Interesting.
Maddie will.
I'm glad we missed the ground, though. I'm glad the Cubs get to miss the ground. That's never a bad thing. So.
No. Yeah.
But Maddie,
that's two games in 5 days that the Cubs have scored 10 runs or more. I mean, it's in bunches, but at least it's there. It's better than the first 10 games of the season.
But Boomy, they had 14 runs on 10 hits.
14 runs? Yeah, also a grand slam. Like, at least it's better. It's a hell of a lot better.
They still got on without hitting the ball. Let's just put it that way.
They had a grand slam up 6 runs.
It still beats the hell out of where we were 2 weeks ago.
I eat it.
I agree, but we can't look the gift horse in the mouth. We saw how bad this offense was 2 weeks ago. This is a hell of a lot better than that.
I don't think, honestly, I understand that this may sound stupid, but a 10-run night isn't going to just mean that your offense is just better. It means you had a good night. If your offense is better when you can consistently
score that. 2 and 5 games, though.
That means nothing.
Zach,
that means nothing if you can score. If you can't score more than five runs against the Pirates, but you can go score 10 runs in a random game. Good for you. You won by 10 runs tonight.
This is where it's going to be deceiving, too, because going into tonight, the Cubs have the worst run differential in the National League. And now they're going to go from negative 21 to all of a sudden they're going to be at negative 11. And it's going to be very deceiving.
It doesn't mean nothing, but it doesn't mean that they're suddenly back.
Right. Yeah, that's what I agree.
A couple consistent weeks together. Like, this weekend is huge. You've got to go out and be able to put run. Like, Milwaukee's starting pitching is incredible right now. You go out and you put up a couple games where you have, you know, 5-6 runs against a very good pitching staff. Now I'll be able to give you your back.
But, yeah, I'm fine with that.
Like I said, I want runs when the Cubs need runs, not when they're a grand slam when we're up 10 runs or 6 runs, I think it was. Yeah. I'm not saying that the offense doesn't look – they look okay, but it's not like, ooh, they're back.
Let's not kid ourselves, though. The difference between a negative 21 run differential and a negative 11 run differential is night and day when, like, you're looking at it on paper. Like, it is a night and day number. I feel
like this is what the Cubs have been doing for the last few years is bringing together, like, a few games where they go 10 runs, 10 runs. And then they'll go games where they go
0-1-1, 2-1-1, 1-1-0, 2-2-1. It's just a pattern. You're absolutely right.
And that's the only reason that gets me worked up is because it's like tonight is like, oh, the Cubs, oh, they played so well. You know, I would like these runs. Yeah. They just scored another run. And it's just like, can we at least
might be more frustrating that they have talent. Yeah. They have talent and it continues like this.
Like, it's there, but why can't it be there in big games?
Yeah. When you need it the most.
The White Sox at 500. Giolito had a rough outing against the Red Sox. Was that like an 11 a.m. game?
Yeah, it was 10 a.m. on this in Central Time because it's Patriot Day. It started at 11 a.m. Eastern.
That's one of those games you just kind of forget about. He's the type of guy that's not going to matter.
But then the next day, they go out and Carlos Rodon had a pretty nice outing.
Rodon
followed up his no-hitter pretty well.
Pitching really well. I really think that the White Sox are in a good spot. They're going to be competitive all year. They're at 500 right now, but they got a young offense that they can score. Unlike the Cubs, they can consistently score those kind of runs.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Even in their loss, I mean, they lose to Boston 11. They still put up 4 runs. They can score in bunches, man, and put up 8 then the next day on the Indians. So
they're fun to watch. They're fun to watch. Tim Anderson is back.
Very winnable series this weekend with the Rangers.
It's just sad as a Cubs fan to see the excitement in White Sox fans and stuff. And
if you're looking for excitement, don't go to White Sox Twitter.
Oh, God.
But we live for nights where we win by 12 runs and we get excited for a few days.
We'll take
I could really use Ian Happ to do something here with a couple guys on base.
It's like the verbal.
Use a little fantasy guy
poking things with a stick, and it says do something.
Yeah, please.
We love Ian Happ, though.
We love Ian Happ. I just need his production to tick up a little bit. That's it.
Cubs might score 20 tonight.
Like I said, what is it? Save some runs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, do what you got to do. Carry a couple over tomorrow, whatever.
Yeah. But, Boomy, you got a wacky web story for us?
I sure do, and this goes out to a giant stooge of the week from Corona, California. A Southern California man is recovering after he was bitten by a rattlesnake when he tried to pick up the dangerous reptile with barbecue tongs. This idiot just saw a snake rattling, one of the few creatures that lets you know that it's actually there, being it has a giant rattle attached to his ass, was letting you know he was there. This idiot goes over with a pair of just grill tongs, clink, clink, you know, walks over and tries to pick up a rattlesnake, boom, strikes him, gets him on the hand. But yeah, just a word to the, you know, word to the general public. If you ever see a snake rattling at you, don't use your barbecue tongs to try and pick them up and get them off your property because you're probably going to end up in the hospital.
If you see a snake, just run away.
Yeah, like that's very, like write it down. Oh, if that's
I hate case. Snakes. If there's a rattle on it, snakes are the worst.
Faster. Run faster. What an idiot.
Boomy knows how much I hate mice. I hate snakes more. Oh, they're the worst.
Unbelievable. Who sees a rattlesnake is like, don't worry, guys, I got this. It's like, oh, what do you got, a trap? Do you have a gun? Do you have a flamethrower? No, I've got my barbecue tongs that I just eat hot dogs off of my, you know, Weber grill. You're an idiot.
I don't think there's an animal on the planet that can make me run faster away than a fucking snake.
I don't care if it's a garter snake.
I don't care if it's a dead snake. I don't care if it's anything.
I don't care if it's the band white snake.
Yeah. Anything snake, get it away from me.
I wonder how heavy duty the tongs were.
Unless they have a gun attached to them, I'm not going anywhere near it.
Maddie, how is the TCF Great Debate doing? The Chicago Sports Moments, we're still in the first round, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Pigoy is cranking them out. Does a great job. Gives you the links to all the videos.
At
some typical of the
underscore
too.
Chicago, if you want to go vote for any of these. He has a blog about them that he puts out. He reviews the matchups, and then you go on and you vote for them on at typical underscore Chicago on Twitter.
Get some engagement. Start replying to the tweets too and stuff, you know, mix it up a little bit.
And really, I was reading some of the blogs tonight. It's awesome. Even if you just want to relive some of the moments.
Yes.
He put some really cool stuff.
Yeah, it's been a downtime for a lot of our teams. So you get a little bit of a reminder of, hey, it wasn't always so bleak.
Yeah. Yeah, the Sammy 65th home run today, that was a good little, you know, jar in the field.
I see, and I'm glad you like that, because I know, like, the 66th homer was where he finished, and he looks like the Joker. Boom, he's frozen as the Joker there, but now he's good. But, you know, when he hit 66, that was his last one, obviously, and that was, you know, where he finished up, didn't win the home run title that year. But that 65th, it was a Sunday afternoon, I believe. And
yep.
Took the lead. It was, I think, his second homer of the day to put him ahead of McGuire. And if I remember correctly, I want to say the Cardinals might have been on Sunday Night Baseball that night. And McGuire homered to tie it back up. So it was like a quick lead for Sosa. Maybe the next day, McGuire homered. But, you know, it's just that whole stretch. And I don't think that 30 for 30 did it remotely justice. But, you know, it was It was a really cool time for Cubs fans, and you know, it was an important part of the Cubs history, to say the least.
It's awesome too, like you said, relive some of these moments. Like I said, that's what the cool thing about the blog is. Make sure you check that out. He puts Pigo is putting some work into that, so make sure you look through that. Like you said, it's just like going back to it's to better times.
Yes.
In a way. The White Sox are on the rise, but some of the other teams are not at the moment.
Apparently we don't have a lot of White Sox support on the show either, because yesterday's vote was the day that the Bears recorded the Super Bowl shuffle after losing to the Dolphins. Versus El Duque, who was the seventh or the sixth seed. No, this should have been a seventh seed. Pigo with the typo there. Caught that one. El Duque getting out of the jam against the Red Sox in the ALDS that year in 05. That was as memorable of a moment for a team that I was not a fan of. That wasn't like a World Series like that. I just remember, you know, bases juice, no outs. He just comes in, boom, 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 and it was just unbelievable. The Red Sox were coming off their World Series win the year before too, so it was a damn good team he did it against.
So like I said, make sure you check out at typical underscore Chicago on Twitter and vote for all of the Chicago sports moments. They'll be going on for weeks. How long do you think it'll take? Probably 2-3 weeks.
I would think. I think he's doing what, one or two a day.
Mm-hmm. So, always something fun to look forward to, other than when the TCF Morning Show comes out every morning. anything else, boys?
All right, we're done with snow, right?
I hope so.
That's ridiculous. It's damn near May.
I'm over it. Anything else, Maddie?
Nope, I concur with Boomy's sentiments on snow.
I don't want to be, you know, bringing up bad memories, but my wife's birthday is on May 1st, and I do remember one year it did snow on her birthday. So we might not
talk about a real May Day there, huh?
It's tough.
I'm over the snow. I'm over it. I'm over it. But thank you to Boomy, at Boomy TCF, and Matt Schoolfield at schools_01 for joining me this morning. I am Zach Lilia at Z Lilia TCF. The main page is at typical_Chicago on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, type in Typical Chicago Fans. Go over to YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube page, Typical Chicago Fans, morning shows, podcasts, interviews, all on the YouTube page. Then wherever you get your podcast from, type in Typical Chicago Fans and you will find us on there. Go over to 26shirts.com Chicago, just like the shirt Boomy has on right now. Get a shirt just like that and use the promo code Typical Chicago Fans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. Again, that is Typical Chicago Fans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase at 26shirts.com Chicago. Anything else?
Just have a beautiful rest of the week and the weekend.
Let's think warm thoughts. Warm thoughts, boys. This has been the TCF Morning Show, Thursday, April 22nd. We love you all.
Peace.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.